Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil pulling me down,
no.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. Either may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mountain renewer. Bring back the mountain memory, but he done saw me. Ain't no shackles pulling me down, no. Ain't no shackles pulling me down. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priority, see him stop. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. So I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent this pain like a crib going seas up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus, and he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up, and I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lift it up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down.
No. No.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done make me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory, but he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down.
No. No. No.
Cause man, I work. worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down. No, no. No shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, His Son, our Savior, God, Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the four corners of the earth. May God continue to allow His breath of life to flow through you and the covering of the blood of His Son and His Son's Holy Spirit, Yah Himself. Amen. What's going on with you? Welcome to Breaking Chains, the Men of Valor podcast. Let us clear our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of God in prayer. I tell you, we got to give Him praise, honor, and glory, because you know what? He didn't have to wake you up this morning. It was His love and grace and mercy. So we got to give Him honor, glory, and praise for that. We have to scream, hallelujah. How about that? Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before You, bow down humbly before You. Father God, Yah, we thank You for the breath of life and all things that You've given to us, the blessings, the restoring of our souls back to You, the reconciliation through Your only begotten Son, Yahshua, our HaMashiach, Christ Jesus Himself, who was sacrificed to shed His blood for the remission of our sins, was beaten, tortured, killed for our healing, resurrection, reconciliation, the covering, the protection that You provide for us, and the comfort that lives within us, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, His Holy Spirit. And we thank You. We thank You for all blessings bestowed upon us and our families as You watch over us and keep us and comfort us and strengthen us with Your guardian protection, as You heal our minds, body, and soul from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank You. We thank You for all things done, all things that You are doing, things that You've yet to do in our lives. We say thank You. Right now, Father God, I lay myself at Your feet. Father God, crying out from my heart right now in the pain, the hurt, the agony. Father God, the frustration, Father God, the humiliation, Father God, the things that go on in life itself, Father God. But I humble myself before You, crying out, saying, I thank You. Through it all, You're still there with me. Through it all, You give me strength to carry on. When I feel like I want to give up, Lord God, You're right there to tell me that You have me, You got me. And I thank You for it. Right now, Lord God, I ask that You cover me and protect me and heal me and guide me and just constrain me from the ways of the world and just being pulled into the agony of defeat, Lord God. Father God, I ask that You pick me up, Father God, where I'm down and strengthen me where I'm weak. I thank You for never leaving nor forsaking me, Father God. I thank You for allowing me the strength, Father God, through the faith I have, just the size of a mustard seed, You say, to keep going, Father God. To keep the ministry going, Father God. To carry on the vision that You instilled in my heart, Lord God. I cry out to You tonight, Lord God. To enlarge our territory and bless us indeed, Lord God. Bless me, Lord God. Heal me, Lord God. Strengthen me, Lord God. Continue to comfort me, Lord God. Order my steps, Lord God. Move me out of the way, Lord God. Allow my heart to be all about You, Lord God. Remove places, people, and things that have nothing to do with You away from me, Lord God. Father God, I ask that right now, Father God, as you lift up this ministry and strengthen it, Lord God, provide for it. Father God, it's almost 28 years, Lord God, when others thought it would be over, done with, Father God, burn out. When they don't support today, Lord God, you're still right there, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking chains. We thank you for Young Adults Talk. We thank you for Sacred Words Ministries, Lord God, founded and put into the heart of my father, Lord God, my dad, my earthly father, Maynard Henricus Williams, Lord God, Ricky, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Father God, we just pray for our mentor and our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Father God. We pray all for your soldiers out there, Lord God, the leaders of your church, Lord God, your pastors, your evangelists, your teachers, Lord God, all of your leaders, Lord God. No names need to be mentioned, Lord God. You know who they are. We call on names, Lord God, when we don't need to, Lord God, because you are the one that gets all the glory. It's not about us. It's about you, Father God. And we thank you for our P31 ladies, Father God. We thank you for those that are just consistent with their prayers and their love and support, Lord God. Father God, you know, when you call out names, Sister Amy, Sister Andrea, Father God, praying, even when she's mad, and just touch the hearts of all of us, Lord God, when they're mad, they're upset and they're lost and confused and don't understand, Lord God. Clear their hearts and minds, Father God. Just lead them back to you, Lord God. Father God, you know the truth, Lord God. Father God, we pray for our men of valor, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Give them the courage, Lord God, because that's what valor means, that you instilled in your sons, Lord God. Let them stand up for you, Lord God, and not the world, Father God, but represent you, Lord God, so that we are trained up our children in the way that they should go, and we will not depart from you, Lord God. Even when we strayed away, Lord God, didn't do what we were supposed to do, Father God, as fathers, as mothers, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord God, and lead us on the right path, Lord God. Strengthen relationships, Father God, with children and their parents, Lord God, because our children, Lord God, we lift up to you because they need you, Lord God. They need to know you, Lord God. They need to feel you, Lord God. Yah, we call on you right now, Lord God, to touch our children. Instill your Holy Spirit within them, Lord God, to protect them and guide them, that they will go about, Father God, and preach the word, teach the word, and let their fellow students and classmates and ones that they hang out with see that they're changing because of you. Lord God, as we go into the podcast tonight, Lord God, we pray for an abundance of love and joy and support all over the world, Lord God, as we speak out our love to the four corners of the earth, to all the ones that are listening, Lord God. We ask for your support right now, Lord God, that you could continue to bless us, Lord God, lead us, Lord God, and guide us, Lord God, because we rely on you, Lord God, through it all. We know that you'll be there, Lord God. Through our struggles, Lord God, the trials and tribulations you told us about, the pain and suffering that you warned us about, Lord God, the hate that was going to come to us, Lord God, because they hated you first, Lord God. Clean us up and restore us, Lord God, with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Remove all the garbage and the trash out of us, Lord God. That's not about you. The darkness, Lord God, the coldness, Lord God, and fulfill it right now and restore us in your meekness with long suffering and kindness, Lord God, and patience, and most important, that love. That love, because you are love. We can't show love if we don't love you, Lord God. We can't love our brothers who we see every day and say we love you. Stop lying. We got to stop lying to you, Father God, and come with you in the truth, because your son is the way and the life. And we know nothing gets to you without going through him. So we acknowledge your only begotten son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. In English, you better study and know what it means, because God is talking to you. Yah himself. We ask all God's children to touch and agree in the spirit right now and scream hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. We ain't doing this no more, man. It's real. We refuse that. Let's get it. Break chains. Put on your full armor, y'all. Suit up. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio signing on. It's the Men of Valor. Let's go get them, y'all.
Break. Looking for my breakthrough, my breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
Know the Bible says that no weapon formed to get me is unprofitable. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing, cause I refuse to. I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
Let the devil take my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift
oppression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall, yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it, that's why I'm running for him like I'm power jogging. Look, I love him for real, it ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a walking in here, yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy,
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise,
nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
Blessing God is making me a man, and I don't have to stress.
No
trouble come my way, I'll just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression, count it joy and temptation. Stage one and three, read the trying of your faith, work your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race, patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith. So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you. The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
Now
I tell ya, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy,
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise,
nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
Breaking Chains.
Breaking Chains.
Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Nikki Williams.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo!
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
put your fist in there, bro. Right now.
Promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands. Control of my
my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before 'em. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before 'em. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a prince. I'm a prince. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a prince. I'm a prince. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a prince. I'm a prince. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my family. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a prince. I'm a prince. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my. You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your foot for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward. With the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail where God states. Nah, I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Yeah, well done, good and faithful servant. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Yep. Raise my children up in the Lord. Yep. Love my wife like Christ loved the church to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king. I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
Kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, that big brother. Dre Williams, check him out, tightspots.org. Tightspots.org. What's up with you? Honor, glory, and praise to Yah himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And God bless you out there to the four corners of the earth, who's ever listening, checking us out there. Listen, you know, you love us or you our enemies, either in or out. You either light or darkness, either God or the enemy, period. That's it. God or nothing. All right, that's where we at. I'm Pastor Rod. Welcome to the Break of Chains Men of Valor podcast for this Thursday. Wherever you are, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation. Shout out to our overseer and our mentor, the pastor, Dr. Levert Kemp. And, we can use Dr. Kemp's name, you know, with this podcast, with everything that we do, because, you know, he stands strong. And, you know, he was my teacher, my dean, and he's still the teacher. I graduated, but, you know, he's still very close to me, dear to my heart, all of that great stuff. And, you know, even those that have come through here, we still love them, man. You know what I'm saying? So this Break of Chains, here's our disclaimer. Listen, Break of Chains is all about just breaking ourselves away from things that are in the darkness, that are evil, that are of the world, and opposite of what God's word says about who we're supposed to be and who we're to serve, and seeking him first and his kingdom. You know, and we'll receive those things and the desires of our heart. So that's what we do, and it starts with us personally. And then, you know, we teach what God gives us, and then we give it to you. You understand? That's bottom line. This podcast is just about talking about the issues that are of this world, the issues that we deal with in every area, holistically, period. You know what I'm saying? Mental, physically, spiritually, worldly, you know what I'm saying? Every aspect of the world, the dark side, you know what I'm saying? That is in politics, in God's house, in the school system, law enforcement, you know what I'm saying? The medical field, you know what I'm saying? The attorneys, all that stuff, man. It's got darkness too. So we talk about those things because, you know what, we state what matters because the people matter. There are a lot of people that don't know how to address themselves and the issues of their lives properly or what to say. So we listen and we bring it to the world. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what matters, the people. God didn't create us for nothing. He loves us. You understand what I'm saying? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe that he gave his only begotten son and he sacrificed life for us, you know, we'll have eternal life with him. We'll be with him forever. He'd be with us forever. So that's up to you. But that's who we are here, Breaking Chains. We don't attack the church. We don't attack people. You understand what I'm saying? We attack the enemy. We attack darkness. You know what I'm saying? When Christ walked the earth, Yah himself in the flesh, he didn't attack the people. He spoke to the darkness and the evil spirits within them. You understand what I'm saying? We all fall short of the glory of God daily, and you keep forgetting that. We all live with some type of darkness within ourselves. Or maybe, let me not speak for you, because you may still be saying you sinless. But God told me to tell you, if I run across you, to tell you you a lie and the truth ain't in you. So I'm going to tell you openly, you a lie and the truth ain't in you. A lot of you living a lie. When it's time to start holding selves accountable, you don't know what to do because you feel that the truth gonna come out about you. Well, hell it is, because you're showing the truth about you. People say, well, why are you taking so personal, man, when the ministry started? Young Adults Talk and everything, it was personal because it was something within my heart, hidden within me that I knew growing up young that I didn't want to see happen anymore. So this platform was here. So that's all Breaking Chains about, man. I am the church. What do I look like attacking the church? You understand what I'm saying? We are the church, not the building. We are. That's what Breaking Chains is all about. Listen, man, it's the Men of Valor podcast. Let's get busy with this thing, man. You know, as we got to listen, anybody out there listening, man, you're an independent artist. You do jazz. Hey, man, we taking in all kind of music, man. We're getting ready to start back out of the podcast back up. And we looking for jazz artists. We looking for gospel artists. We looking for gospel rap, whatever, everything dealing with. We're not into the explicit. We're not into the world side of it anymore. Listen, I've been in radio over 40 years, you know what I'm saying, in the corporate world, not there anymore. You understand? So I don't have to do that anymore. And even over here at the podcast, they tell us and have restrictions if you want to be streamed in other areas of what you can play and the license you need to get to do this. They're making things very, very hard. You understand what I'm saying? I have a lifetime license of radio broadcasting that you had to get from the Federal Communications Commission. My name is on their list. You understand? As a licensed federal broadcaster. You know what I'm saying? They must have forgot that I ain't forget. That I'm licensed. So why did I say that? Because there are a lot of things going on in the earth right now, man, that we're not speaking up about. They're putting restrictions and we're saying, okay. I don't want to say okay if it's not okay. Because one thing about it is that, you know, when, listen, the Apostle John said in verse 16, in chapter 16, verse 13, he said that when the Spirit of truth comes, it said, he will guide you into all the truth, but he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. The thing about it is, brothers and sisters, is that you don't want to hear that. You don't want to listen to that. You want to hear what you want to hear, and they told us in the last days that you're going to have itching ears. You're going to want to hear what you want to hear. And then if they're not saying what you want them to say, they got a problem. They on drugs. They crazy. They losing their mind. They this, they this, they this. But you stand there like you don't need to look at the man in the mirror. Like you smell all rosary fresh. No matter how much perfume and deodorant you put on, you will still a stink in God's nostrils because you ain't real. Your heart cold. You ain't about the truth. John told us to sanctify them in the truth because his word is the truth. He said, your word is the truth, Lord. You know what I'm saying? None of us are perfect. It's just about the way, the truth, and the life. Because no one gets to the Father without going through the Son. And the thing about it is that, you know, you keep forgetting that Yah is a spirit. He's spirit. And the scripture tells us that those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. You're confused somewhere. You do so much attacking and talking and gossiping and those deadly. He say, listen, there's truth, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And you would rather use the death side than the life side. And that's very confusing to me. You know because you choose that route. And here's the problem. Here's the thing. God told us through the prophet Jeremiah that before I formed you in the womb of your mother, I knew you. He said, before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. See, the thing about it is that, listen, I was told to my face that you know, listen, are you really a pastor? Are you real? The way that you, your tone, the things that you say, the way you speak. Let me tell you something. The problem with that is that you're so busy trying to dictate what needs to be said and done that you won't even get on one accord of the message that's being said to you. You hear it, but you ain't listening. So that means you're not absorbing. It's not touching you anyway. Your spirit don't gather because you cold to the spirit. You open and warm to, listen. You warm to the flesh and your feelings and your emotions of what you think. And he told us in Acts, and all these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the brothers, the women, the mother, Jesus, and Mary. You understand? We won't even come together and pray. It's outside your environment and your calendar and your schedule to even come to the park this Saturday in Lions Park. It's hard for you to get up Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to get on the phone just to dial in the number and pray. But you will dial those same seven, listen, you will dial seven digits to another number to get on the phone and gossip and talk about somebody or to do everything else. But we won't come on one accord to pray. And he asked us in Romans that together we may with one voice glorify the God and Father of Yahshua, Christ himself. Really, man? And you get mad at me because I bring that up? Really? The Apostle James has to tell me all the time. He said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You don't even know what those are. You know what a diver is, right? You know what he does, right? See, this thing gets deep, man, because it cuts. It gets deep because it goes to places where you don't see. And the thing about it is that we have to remember what Ephesians 6 tells us. The apostle says that, listen, when he wrote, he said that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So see those people around us are influenced by the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual weaknesses in high places. So we catch the fall of it. But he lets us know that it ain't about flesh and blood. So we have to be reminded of that as children of God because we ain't perfect. You won't be perfect on this side. We don't want to have that discussion. We want to continue to lie to each other. We want to continue to accept lies and be deceived and manipulated, taken advantage of. We don't want the truth. We don't want the truth. But the book of Proverbs tells us that lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. I'm striving every day to stay faithful, to stay righteous with you. Humble myself before the Lord and not think about what you're doing. What you're doing to me and God's children. You understand? You know, listen. Let me tell you something. See, King David told God, lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. See, you want me to wait on you, man. You want me to wait on you, woman. But I'm waiting on the Lord. It don't look like it in your eyes. I don't care. Because you got praying eyes, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G eyes. Like a vulture looking for his next meal. But let me tell you something. You hopping in the wrong place at the wrong time. You remember how that song went back in the day? I told you I use music and songs. You know what I'm saying? That's who I, you know. You in the wrong place at the wrong time. I've been running. You know what I'm talking about. See, the thing about it is the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. See, I'm calling on him in truth. I'm calling on him in truth about me. I'm calling on him on truth about you, and you know it. And you know it. And you don't know what's next. You don't know what's coming. Because see, you with that nonsense. See, he is. Who is he? God, Yah himself. He is love. And the thing about it is love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. Let me tell you something. Love is not arrogant or rude. You say I'm rude because I'm talking to you face to face, telling you the truth. And you think it's rude. You think I'm out of line. You don't like my tone. But see, let me tell you something. God said, let me tell you something. You go to that person face to face, one-on-one. They don't listen. God said, you take somebody who can be a witness. Then God said, you go before all of, let me tell you something, I done been through all them stages over and over and over again, and you still ain't listening. Love don't insist on his own way. Listen, it's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. You'd rather see me fail than to help me. Listen, you'd rather see me fail than to help me succeed. Really, man? Really, woman? Really? Like, for real? See, let me tell you something. And people can vouch for this. See, I like to just speak the truth, man. Speak the truth, please. Speak the truth. Let me tell you something. I ask y'all to say, I ask y'all all the time, just, you know, heal me and clean me from the inside out. I knew what I was asking, but I didn't know what the repercussions of all that was going to be. Ain't nothing nice. It hurts. It's painful. Listen to me now. It's agonizing at times. It's frustrating. Mentally, physically, spiritually, I have to take it to him, though. You hear what I'm saying to you? I have to act like King David and follow my faith and tell him, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And you don't even support your brothers and sisters that are men after God's own heart. And the thing about it is that that's not good. Listen, I know what hot rod was all about. That was me. I walked in my shoes every day. I lived my life every day. I was with me every day. I ain't never left me. but God had neither. Y'all was always here with me. But all of you have. I'm speaking of, it's truth. You did, listen, you came for me. I didn't come for you. See, when the enemy comes for you, you got to defend yourself. And the only way I could defend myself is to make sure that I call on my daddy. Heavenly Father, I need you. I got to call on the Savior, Yahshua. Jesus, I need you. Intercede on my behalf. Talk for me. Listen now. There are moments, y'all, when we were told that trials and tribulations, pains and sufferings, they were going to hate you. He didn't say who. Because see, when you got serious, I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to me too. Because see, when it was time to get serious, the scripture say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. The problem with it is that you don't know what the new is. You don't know what's to come. You know what the old. And the thing about it, the new is better than the old, but you can't stand the new. You would rather go back to the old because you know what to expect. But when the new say, I'm tired of the old gone, but I'm tired of you and your old ways too. Hell, you need to step too. I'm talking to everybody that got an issue. I got issues. I do this this broadcast, and I said something in the message, and Drew Tony, check him out on all the digital platforms. Shouts out to Drew Tony. He'll let you know. You know, he represents his ministry and everything that he does stand under his banner. G-O-N. It's God or nothing. Right? And he says in one of his songs, he say, I ain't mad at you. I'm just a saint with an attitude. And that's how I look at myself. Why do I have an attitude? Because see, you out here playing games. You being foolish. See, you already know the word because you walk around here trying to spit the word and judge people according to the word, but you ain't taking a look at you. You hear what I'm saying? See, the thing about it is that you need to hold yourself accountable. You understand? Because see, I know in him all things were created. Things in the heavens and the earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers, authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. How long does it take you to get to that point? Hey, everybody had a stage and they point when they got there. And we ain't all the way there. I don't care what you saying and thinking. Because if you've already reached everything that God has for you to reach on this earth, you've been gone. You ain't even catch that. You ain't even catch that. I don't care what the doctors say about, thank you, Holy Spirit. I respect what the doctors say about my physical ailments. Listen to what I'm saying. I respect it. Yes, I do. You hear me? However, I trust in what God has already done for the healing, the comfort, strengthening, and everything that he has for me yet to do. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not hard because it is. He didn't tell me it was going to be easy. Because when it's time to pick up your cross and follow after him, boy, do you really know what all entails with that? You say you know the word. Study his journey. Do you understand his journey? Do you understand in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth? Do you understand that the man that you call Jesus is God? So do you understand his journey? See, let me tell you something. When I have those moments and those days when the enemy is trying to attack me within myself, because the worst enemy of me is my inner me. See, your worst enemy is your inner self. You understand what I'm saying? That's why it's called the inner me. Inner enemy, spelled differently, sounds the same, doesn't it? Inner enemy. The inner me is the enemy. Ooh, ooh. I need to make a song. Okay, better shout out somebody that be playing that next week. I already know it. But God bless you anyway. Listen. One thing that we have to realize and understand, and when we don't have people around us when you're going through to encourage you, that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. Scripture says we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. If we say Yah is our Father, then we know now it's a we are his children. Then we are heirs of Yah, co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Are you sharing in his suffering? Oh my God, are we? Are you? The suffering ain't easy. It's painful. It's unnerving. It hurts. It makes me cry. We're just talking about truth. You got people say, yo, ma'am, down with them. You people take this like it don't mean nothing. Just a phone call. That doesn't mean nothing to them. That's minor. To you, your mindset, your thoughts, your life. But God says he sits high and look low. Your ways ain't my ways. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts. That's what he told us. You won't even check on your son, your daughter, your family member. Listen, we all been guilty of it. We disconnected. We're not on one accord. It hurts. It's painful. It's upsetting, frustrating. Sorry to be mad and get angry, but don't sin. I get mad, I get angry. Strive hard not to sin because I want to, just like that. Thank him every day for the new me. Working on me every day to be a better me. And there's a lot of people, I'm being truthful, there's a lot of people, brothers, that's going to stand in your way. In your house to outside your house, the enemy is going to come. So it's time for us to stay suited up and to make sure that, guess what, that we are surrounded with people that are serious about God first. No matter what is going on, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all things be added to us. I can't look for you no more because you can't be found. But I found him, and he ain't never left me, and he never will. See, remember something we sung growing up? He's never failed me yet. How can a God that can't lie and the Son of Man who doesn't have to repent, how can he fail? It shouldn't even be on the end of the song. No disrespect, love the song. But we have to get to the truth. He's never going to, if you say, I never leave nor forsake you, I'll always be there with you. Wherever I am, you are. Wherever you are, I am. How can he fail you? We fail each other. I failed some, you failed some, failed me, failed you. Listen, it's happened. But when does it stop? When do you say enough is enough? See, when you say enough is enough, everybody ain't going to like it now. They're not going to like it. So we have to continuously submit ourselves to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. We got to. Because one thing about it is that the word of God. It tells you in the book of Hebrews that the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, the joints, the marrow, and the discerning of the thoughts and the intents of your heart. God knows anyway. In Bible study last night, we were talking, and I brought up to Sister Amy and Sister Andrea that, listen, a couple of years ago in the podcast, we said that, listen, accountability and exposure, everything is about to turn. It's about to go down. Make sure you're on the right side. I've said this personally. I've said this openly, privately. Listen, you out there destroying people's name, their character, to keep you looking a certain way in people's eyes, lying, deceiving people, thinking you something and you're not. It's happening all over the world. Leaders of this world. You understand what I'm saying? Corporate, law enforcement, they're everywhere. In high positions, sitting in high seats, making decisions that are dark and evil to manipulate and deceive a people. And you okay with it? Well, I'm not. Because Timothy told us the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. It's here. He said they'll be after their own lust. They have their own teachings, and they have itching ears, and you know what I'm saying? You're going to be following everything. And he told me, do not be conformed in this world, but rather renewing of my mind. And I had to get listen, renewing of my mind took a whole surgery to go all the way through, to get in there to the brain, to come on back out. I told him from the inside out, I ain't know you were going to do everything like that. That's real, man. That's real. And listen, get on one accord, man. Because let me tell you something. 1 Corinthians tells us, chapter 13, how about that? The scripture tells us, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, it says, I am a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal. It says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is from the heart, man. You have stomped on me, spit on me, kicked me, ridiculed me, talked about me, abused me. You understand? And I still love you. Ain't nothing you can do. If you're trying to not get me to love you, let me tell you openly right now, I love everybody. And ain't nothing you can do about that. You can't take love from me. So stop doing all these hellish, angry, evil, dark things to me and God's children. I'm asking you to please stop. There are things happening in the earth that you don't even understand. You don't even pay attention. Even in the book of Acts, it says the many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. You don't even know what God's spirit looks like anymore, feels like anymore, sounds like anymore. You don't know what it means that we need to come together and be on one accord. When he told us in the book of Acts, day by day, they were attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, received the food with glad and generous hearts, and serving the Lord. He told us in one spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. And we were all made to drink of one spirit. You fool. That man just called me a fool. Who he talking to? If you're falling after those foolish rituals, I'm talking to you.
enough is enough. And I'm going to tell you what 1 Corinthians says to you, that I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Yah himself, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. That's God's word. You don't like it? Take it up with him. Take it up with him. Because he's the only one that can answer the question of why you don't like his word. And maybe it's a lot of them out there think that they can answer you, but it's his word. That's your problem right now. Somebody, I'm saying something now, you'll run to somebody else and say something instead of coming to the source. Start going to the source. He said, if you study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. I ain't ashamed. We talk about the word. Because the word is the way, the truth, and the life. I know nothing gets to the Father without going through the word, which is his only begotten Son in the flesh. So I'm going to study to show myself approved. Might not be approving in your eyes. You may not like me, but I love you. You can't stand me, but I love you. You stepped on my toes, I may have stepped on yours. I apologize probably over and over and over and over and over and over. Sound like a scratch record. But God told me I ain't got to prove myself to no one. You understand? Excuse me. You hear what I said? You listen, you know my past. Okay, good. You know the my downfalls or my some vulnerability spots or whatever, good. You know. But let me tell you something. They are guarded against you now. You don't have access to me anymore. Chains have been broken in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus. You hear me? You hear what I said? All content erased, removed. God is not allowing it anymore. In order for me to have his peace that surpasses all understanding, I have to be removed from you. You have to be removed from me. People say that, ain't nothing negative. See, in order for me to continue to doing God's work, the tumors and the cancerous and the evil and the darkness has to be removed. Gone. Say bye-bye. See, I thought about a song. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. One thing that I know for sure. God closed the lion's mouth for Daniel. And I got this phrase book. I can't get the name, so I apologize. And he parted the Red Sea for Moses. Listen. He made the sun stand still for Joshua. We talked about that last night in Bible study. Listen. He opened the prison doors for Peter. Listen. He put a baby in Sarah's arms and raised Lazarus from the dead. He did all that so you know that he going to take care of me. All I got to do is keep the faith. Huh. Did you hear what I said? See, let me tell you something. Here's something I want to read, and I'm going to stand aside, man, because I've enjoyed this, right? I needed this. Shouts out to Pastor Milton Sappho. Man, I had a conversation with Pastor, and oh, my God, what a blessing. I want to send out our condolences and prayers to Mrs. Paulette Sappho, who lost her brother, and burying him this weekend. I want to send prayers and condolences to my family down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Lusk and Trask family. I lost one of our oldest cousins down there. Continue to keep my family lifted in prayer. My daughter, my son, and myself, my family, we're praying for you, and we pray that you are praying for us. Listen now. I had to save this because It's powerful. And I want you to hear this and, you know, thank you. You know, it says God is not looking for church as usual. Hear me now. Hear me now. Hear me. Because I want you to listen. It says, I am by no means bashing any church. I love church. I go to church. I am the church. You are the church. Church buildings are necessary. Listen, different ministries are necessary, but we must hear straight from the throne room of heaven to start either. God gives certain people keys to certain territories at certain times. We see a lot of people that aren't interested in those God has chosen. Listen now. Mostly because it doesn't look like what they think it should. Instead, they go off and start their own ministries, which is basically church as usual. This is a repeating pattern, even in biblical days, as David had to be anointed three times before the people accepted him. So what we have is a bunch of ministries and no unity. This world is so set on personal fame that ears cannot hear God when he is speaking from the mountaintops. It is our imperative to know your own mandate and where God has positioned you. Did you hear me? Come together in unity and set your communities ablaze. This war cannot be won by several small fires. The body must work in unison to get anywhere. In order to be different, you got to do different. It's time for the radical remnant to rise up. Walk on the narrow path. Sister Erica Murphy, I got that off Facebook. Thank you, Sister Erica Murphy. Powerful. Powerful. See, this is too radical for you. You hear me? This is too radical. And this the time. And we in that season. Your little tuck of your tail, little pompous, your little pompous entrance and all that stuff don't mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I said? All your lies and your deceit, everything you lying about. See, the thing about it is that listen, Sister Erica, you started that now. See, you going in there saying amen, and you know the dirt. Ain't. Still the dirt. So you can't go back to the past. I'm talking about the present. Still lying and deceiving you. Taking all your money. But this radical remnant over here breaking chains, you don't hear us. God loves us. Listen, man. See, Facebook again. It says this is not a place you haven't been here before. It said, this place has been prepared for you. It's unusual. It's prophetic. It's burning. It's a place of flourishing. It's a place of light and love. It's a place of increase. It's a place of provision. It's a place of relationship. It's an encounter. It's a place of order. It's a place of nakedness. It's a place of breaking chains. It's a place of purpose. It's a place of wealth and warfare. It's a place of worship and identity. A place of skill and faith. It's a place that has been made for you. A new season for you. A season of upgrade and stability. A season of influence and affluence. You won't struggle in this place. You will not starve in this place. Your fire will not go out in this place. Your enemies are defeated before they assemble in this place. This is an apostolic place, a place of governing, the place of the Lord. This is a prophetic place, a place made available by revelation. Make haste. Wait no longer. Arise and move forward into the new. Think I'm playing. Think it's a game. Think it's a game. We through playing, which is over.
G-G-O-O-N-E. You know what time it is. O-O-N-E. Everything in the rear view is in the rear view. I'm moving forward. All ready to count up the cost, girl. Too much to lose.
Around.
It's too much to gain, you know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no more playing around.
Everybody on your feet, let's go.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. And they grind just to make me see the line. Been in the game, on the way to
living in a world of sin. Getting caught up in a world of sin. Pushing on the block just to make a night, making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first we need to stop recognizing what's going, repeat the sins that can be the day. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the lobby gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit and tie. To the flesh, man, we need to die. Kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle just to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God knows the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. Had to go down just to make me see the light.
$1 million enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming all your rhythm for no reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend. And that's what you do when you been revived from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on it. Coming back soon, I'm telling you it won't be long. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better witness where they gone. Off that hole of water gone, off that hole of water cleansed by the fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. It's been a change on the inside.
With Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
Right on, right on. All that glory and praise to Yah himself, Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. What's going on with you? Hey, man, listen, I've enjoyed this, man. You know, I just pray that, you know, something was said that just touched your heart, man. It's real out here. It's real. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to accept the truth or continue to live in a lie. Listen, I got to be all about the truth, man. You know, seriously, that's what's happening with me. That's all I got. That's all I got. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a perfect person. I got issues. I got things I'm getting through. But I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, opening my heart up to the Lord and saying, listen, I can't do this without you. You know what I'm saying? Every man's going to fail you. Woman is going to fail you. They're going to let you down. They're going to leave you there. You understand what I'm saying? They don't, if it's not, listen, there are people out there, if it's not their way, it ain't no other way. There are all kinds of people. I have different personalities, man. But you know what I'm saying? Children of God have one goal, one purpose, man. You know what I'm saying? We part of the same body. It's time for you to get real with this. You know? We all brothers and sisters, period, anyway, because God created the heavens and the earth and everything in and on and around everything, right? So you know what I'm saying? To be reconciled back to the Father, you have to accept the Son. A lot of people don't accept the Son. That's cool. That's on you. You know what I'm saying? I pray for you that the light will wake you up and you'll be brought out of that darkness before your days. Oh, we don't know when our day is up on this earth, but we all have a day. You know what I'm saying? There's truth out there. It's time for you to find out the truth, man. The truth is in the Word. The Word is Yah. Study it. Get with it. Understand it. You get degrees, you get all this other stuff. Learn knowledge and wisdom of his word so you have understanding of it, so you'll know how to conduct yourself on a daily basis. You'll know how to be prepared if he came back like a thief in the night tonight. Is your heart right with him? It's God or nothing, man, seriously. Ain't no more playing around. I've been saying this. I been stopped playing around with you. I got an up and down life, man. It's hard. It's hard as hell. But see, you don't respect that. You don't know what it means to be a real man or a real woman of God because you live lies. You want people to be what you want them to be. I'm not that pastor like him, her. You understand? I'm not that teacher like him or her. I'm going to stand on the word of God, man. I fall short of his glory every day. I'm a sinner saved by grace. You understand what I'm saying? I'm thankful that he is not telling me no more that I'm a stink in his nostrils. You don't know what the next person is going through. You don't know their story. Because I don't act like a pastor, you know. I'm so doggone glad of that. But if he's a man of God for real, he guess what? He on the same, he come from the same body. He come from the same church. He come from the same tree. You understand? He's just a different branch on the tree. And he know that I'm real and I know he real. You feel me? Tired of playing games, man. Listen to lies, deception, deceit. You're not even telling your people about what's going over there in Israel. Teach the people, man. Lead them. Let them know the read on the word. Go into the revelation of John. That's the book of Revelation for those that don't know. It's called the Revelation of John. Read and study it so you can see what's going on. You will see it happening because it's already been written. These degrees hanging right here, man. Thank God for the achievement, for his purpose. Because, the truth be told, I've only acknowledged it one time. That's when I got my college degree. I had a little dinner. Other than that, this other stuff, don't nobody know about. Very, very, very few. Some in the family don't even know. But I'm going to say this to you. A pastor can be walking through their own personal trauma while still preaching you into your triumph. So keep your pastor lifted in prayer. They need it too. I'm going to encourage you no matter what I'm going through. You ask me how I'm doing. You know what pastor going to say? I'm good. I'm cool. I ain't calling no names. Somebody will call me a liar and say, he lying. Lie. You ain't cool. You ain't good. What's going on? Listen, let me tell you something. It's about your purpose, man. I've always been that person that tries my best to do for others. I forgot about Roderick a long time ago, man. And when you forget about self, man, you get numb to things. And a long time ago, when I got numb to me, God had to get that numbness out of me. He had to warm me up with his love. Because when you freeze up like that, your heart gets cold. You get cold. Because you've been through so much trauma, abuse, mentally, physically, spiritually. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you don't even know what's happening to you. But when you start growing in his wisdom and his knowledge of his word and gain understanding, then you can look back over your life and know why you this or why you that or what this or what that. See, people always say, I used to hear it all the time. People get punished because of this, that. No, if that was the case, then none of us would be able to be here because why did he die on the cross then? Why was his blood shed? Why was he sacrificed? So it's about whether or not you want to let the old go and step into your new. It's that season, man. It's my season. We in that time. It's a radical time going on right now. The world getting radical against the church. So why is the church not standing up for who it is? The church is radical because the church is the word. The word is Yah. What's wrong with you? Is radical. Anybody that can walk up and call out the demons is radical. Okay. It is what it is, man. Do what you do. I'm going to keep serving him, man. I'm going to keep breaking chains. You heard me? We're going to keep rocking and rolling. We 10 toes down, man, for the Lord, period. Y'all got us. You know what I'm saying? You can keep coming if you want, but I just told you what we all about. All right? It's the National Day of Prayer. Did you spend some time praying today? Why didn't I say this earlier? Because I just wanted to ask you at the end. Because every day is prayer day for me. Every day, all day. He told me, pray without ceasing. I've faced so many obstacles here lately, man, and I could be looking at you, and my blood pressure is boiling, my blood is boiling, but I'm stepping into prayer within myself because I know what the enemy wants to do. So on that note, most gracious and merciful Father God, Yah, we come to you thanking you for this night. We thank you for the Holy Spirit of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, our HaMashiach. Jesus is what they know, your name. I grew up knowing your name as Jesus. But I thank you for accepting my heart and my love from within the depthness of me, the truth of how I feel about you and knowing how you feel about me. I thank you for this opportunity of being a visionary. A shepherd called, anointed, chosen, and ordained of you, your Holy Spirit. Thank you for covering me. Continue to strengthen me. Continue to renew my mind all about you. Continue to heal my mind, body, and soul. Continue to comfort me. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Watch over me and keep me. Thank you for your guardian angels with me at all times. Protect me, Father. Take care of my family, my loved ones. Place your angels around those that love you, love me, love us. Those that don't love, we love them because you say love your enemies also. So I love them, and I call it out publicly. Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity of this platform, Lord God. Continue to build it, strengthen it, and grow it, and enlarge the territory. Bless us indeed. Thank you for Dr. Kemp. Watching over us and keeping us as our mentor and our overseer. Father God, we pray for all of your leaders of your church, all of your children, my brothers and sisters, through your only begotten Son, Yahshua. And I pray for me. I thank you. I honor, glorify, and praise you. We send out condolences and prayers to ones that have lost loved ones, the suffering all over the world. Let your Holy Spirit reign. Strengthen the homeless, the needy, provide for them according to your riches and glory. Take care of us, Lord God. Move on us. Stand guard over us. As we open ourselves up to receive everything you have for us, Lord God, we trust, honor, glorify your name. Yahuwah, we thank you, Yah. Thank you for your only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Filled with his Holy Spirit, because you say what two or three are gathered in his name, you in the midst, and we welcome you all the time. Rain down on us with your Holy Spirit. Let your blessings flow. We thank you. And all God's children to the four corners of the earth say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I love you. Don't forget to meet us out there at Lions Park in Mobile, Alabama, this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, when we're going to come together. We pray in the park and pray and worship and honor, glorify Yah. And we hope that you're going to come out. If you can't get out there and support us, wherever you are Saturday morning, stand in prayer with us. Also support the ministry. Cash App is always up. YATLIVE. Don't forget the dollar sign in front of it. Dollar sign. YATLIVE. You want to send a check or money order, you can send it to the Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033. Mobile, Alabama, 36670. We are a 501c3 nonprofit foundation. You can look us up on the IRS website and type in the Young Adults Talk Youth Foundation, and you'll see us. How about that? All right? God bless you. We thank you. And, hey, man, just support. Get involved. All right? We love you, man. Have yourself a wonderful, blessed evening. Be blessing the Lord all times. Continue to break chains. Amen. Amen.
Da-da-da-da. in you is everything. We bow down before you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We lift our hands and praise. We sing hallelujah. Oh, Father, angel of days, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we worship you, our King.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.